In this podcast episode, I'm going to share 20 healthy snacks you can make with your kids. Are you ready? Join me for an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and a big shout out to our sponsor, radishkids.com/homeschool. They have a special freebie for you as well as a coupon code. Stay tuned and I'll share more with you in just a moment.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today, I am sharing with you some healthy snacks that you can make with your kids, for kids, or for you if you're like me and enjoy a healthy snack every once in a while. Hey, you know what? Snacks are not going away, so it's time we introduce some healthy options. And of course, I'm going to share with you some ways you can do that, as well as looking at your family's eating habits and figuring out where to start. Well, today I want to thank our sponsor, Radish Kids, and that's Radish with two D's, radish.com/homeschool. Radish Kids is giving us a wonderful coupon code to use so that we can get a discount. And I already know what my grandkids are getting for a gift this year. It is awesome. I got a free kit and it had so many wonderful things, but I am keeping that spatula. It is a really wonderful, and I can't believe they include such a wonderful little thing in the kit we got for this month. Well, anyway, today I want to share with you a list of healthy snacks. But before I do that, I am going to ask you, as usual, to analyze things. I think I overanalyze everything, but it really helps me to have a format that I can look at and then jumpstart off of that with what I think will work for my family. So the first is you're going to survey your family. I mean, if they're older and they can write, you know, think of it as part of your homeschool. So you're giving them a list of, you know, options maybe, or you can just give them a blank sheet of paper and say, hey, list all your favorite snacks. I mean, what a great activity, right, for your kids to do. And so they're going to sit there and list all their favorite snacks, and probably half of them are taboo, right? But allow them to do that, and then you as a parent are going to look at that. Another question you can ask them is, when do you crave snacks? I know for some people it's late at night, and for others it could be after they eat something, they're looking for something sweet. So that's an interesting observation, because maybe they didn't, you know, quite fill up with lunch or dinner. And also, you may want to look at, you know, maybe a situation where they may be bored, you know. So that could be a time that they might want to eat a snack. The third is, what are some areas where you can compromise with them? So as they're looking at their list of favorite snacks, you know, and you guys can go through it together, you can ask them, you know, if you had to only pick two, which would be the two you would pick? Or if you only had to pick, you know, one, which would be one that you really, really don't want to get rid of? And maybe start there. Start with that as a bargaining tool, where you could compromise and say, okay, well, we're going to introduce some healthier snacks, but I would, you know, like to ask you if you will compromise. Now, I have done just about everything in all of my years of parenting where I've laid down the law and said you can't have, you know, X, Y, and Z, or I threw out all the, you know, horrible snacks when I decided to go only organic. And, you know, my son lamented, I think I shared in a previous podcast about, you know, how horrible that, you know, my younger siblings aren't going to know what really good snacks taste like. They're only going to know this organic version. And, you know, I've had everything from the extremes to at one point where I would let my kids drink a soda, a canned soda, and eat chips at every lunch. Yes, can you believe I did that? And the really sad thing is I didn't even eat the chips or drink the soda, but it was something their dad did when he was home. And you know how that is. If you want your kids to pick up anything, just set that example, and not necessarily always a good one, right? So, okay, so the first is you're going to survey your family and find out what their favorite snacks are. The second is, you know, looking at when your kids crave snacks. The third are is areas of compromise. The fourth, I'm going to just give you the last two, how can you combat those snacks that creep into your home? And I'll share that in a minute. And then number five, make a list and look at ways to turn those snacks into healthier versions. So let's look at number four. How can you combat those snacks that creep into your home? As I am recording this, my husband's doing some work on another part of the home where my office is, and he's making noise, so I'm in my son's room. And as I opened up the drawer here at his desk, because I was going to actually set my computer on here and decided not to, when I looked in his desk, and lo and behold, I am finding a crunchy cheese snack in its, you know, little package, cute as can be, sitting in there, nestled in his desk drawer. Now, my child plays sports, and they are always getting snacks. I don't know if that happens where you live, or if your, you know, children's friends are so sweet and share their stuff, or, you know, whatever the situation is. But how do you combat that? How do you get those things and, you know, keep them from ruining your healthy habits? And I'm going to just say, I am not touching these snacks, these treats here in my son's drawer. I'm leaving it, because at some point, you have to make a decision where you are going to allow them, you know, every once in a while to quote unquote cheat. I mean, even those of us who have dieted from time to time, you know, and as my daughter would always say, that's why the word die, D-I-E, is in the word diet. But, you know, you just have to let them make their own choices at some point. Now, obviously, my son is older. He is a college student, so and he is 17. So, you know, that's something I'm going to allow him to keep. But I'm also going to encourage all of you to do what I did, and that is, for the most part, this junk food, packaged foods, do not come into my house, because it does train your children's taste buds to eat better foods. And the fifth is, you know, a list out the ways that you can turn those snacks into healthier versions. So I did that, and I'm going to share some things after we go to commercial break. I'm going to share actually 20 different snacks that you can make or, you know, purchase if you want that are wonderful snacks. But I'm going to share the recipes with you on the episode of Cooking with Kids. So that is going to be episode, let's see here, 224, Cooking with Kids, and that will be on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So if you're listening to this before that's recorded, know it's coming, because this is podcast 223. And if you, you know, are listening to this later, it may already be out there. And so you can grab those recipes. But let me tell you, that is how I started. I started looking at how we could take some of the things we love, like chocolate chip cookies or like granola bars, and turn them into healthier options that had less sugar and were just as delicious, or in my opinion, more so. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you 20, yes, that is 20 healthy snacks you can use or eat with your kids. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to give a special shout out to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network sponsor, and that is Radish. Radish is a cooking club and curriculum specially designed for kids by chefs and educators. Radish is perfect for homeschooling families. You can teach a thematic cooking lesson that incorporates math, science, nutrition, geography, and culture. With Radish, the kitchen is the tastiest place to learn. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout for $15 off a 6 or 12 month membership. Visit radishkids.com/homeschool to learn more and to download a free lesson. That's Radish with two D's, R-A-D-D-I-S-H, kids.com. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is podcast 223. And again, a big shout out for our sponsor, and that is Radish Kids. And hope you grabbed that coupon code, the word podcast. Go over to radishkids.com/homeschool and use the code podcast to get $15 off of their subscription base. So a wonderful gift, and I am definitely using that with my family. Well, our healthy snacks list is going to be found on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Again, look for the Healthy Snacks podcast or podcast 223, and you'll find it there. So if you're on the road or listening in your car, or even if you're doing what I do, ironing or doing dishes as you're listening to podcasts, you can just print out this list later on from the website. So what are some healthy snacks? The first one is nuts. I don't know if your family likes nuts. Mine tends to not like all kinds of nuts, but they do like some. And it's interesting to see which kids like which nuts and which kids really do not like nuts at all. If you can find them organic and raw, that is super important. And actually, the nuts that are better for you are also an interesting, thing to think about, because like hazelnuts are great for you. And that's one of my least favorite nuts. I love walnuts, so that's great. I also enjoy almonds. Now, almonds are down on the list, and mainly because of how they're brought over into the U.S. And a lot of times they have to treat these nuts that come from different countries so that they're not spreading diseases. And so that's difficult to get something that is going to be actually good for you. Most of the things you can buy in the regular supermarkets are not that great. So how are you going to combat the prices in all of these things I'm going to list to you? Could be very, very expensive. And one of the ways is to buy in bulk. Do this with some other homeschool families, you know, get a few people over that are on board, send them this episode, forward it to them and say, hey, listen to this episode on healthy snacks and let's get together and do this. And you can have the cost or even, you know, make it even cheaper if you get more people involved. So that's a great thing, to do is to buy in bulk. The second is seeds. All kinds of seeds are healthy, like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds. Now, flax seeds are a little bit harder to digest. You're not going to sit there and eat, you know, a handful of flax seeds. But later on, I'm going to share with you another kind of seed that I like. And well, it's actually right after this one, because what I enjoy about it is that you can make a lot of really cool recipes with it. It's kind of like the wonder seed. So that is something that is, you know, really good. And you can, one of the things that I love to do is put these things in little baggies. So when we're going to a ball game or even going on a road trip, I will put some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you in little baggies, and I'll offer them to the kids and they'll say no, they don't want anything. And as the trip goes on, I just see them reaching for it, because guess what? There's nothing else to eat, and they want to eat something because we're on a long car trip or we're at the baseball field or whatever that is. So again, you know, use your resources. Like, number one, don't have anything unhealthy around so that they can gravitate to that. Even if these things creep into the house, like I just shared with you in my son's room, or you can bring little bags full of the healthy snacks as an alternative. Number three is chia seeds. And I didn't put them with the other seeds because even though you can Cook with flaxseed. You can actually take flaxseed. And when I talk about flaxseed, I'm not talking about that powdered variety. That's actually not very good for you. So I wouldn't, I used to put scoops of flaxseed that was ground up in my cookie recipes and things like that until my sister-in-law told me that that actually is not a good thing to do, and it's better to eat raw. But again, that has to be in something. It's just difficult unless you're sprinkling it on yogurt or something like that. But it's not good to cook with. So, it's like even if things look like they're healthy, they don't make it easy for us, do they? So chia seeds are the wonder seed. You can do all kinds of things with it. You can stir it in yogurt, and the next day it's almost like tapioca pudding. And I'm going to be sharing some other great recipes with chia seeds in the podcast that I'm going to be doing on cooking with kids. All right, number four is dried fruits. I absolutely love the hydrator. My sister-in-law used to give me, and this is what got me hooked on it. She would give our family this little tin box, very beautifully, decorated for Christmas. And inside, she had it lined with parchment paper. And then she had, dried apples and pineapples and bananas and dates and raisins and cranberries and nuts. I loved it. And so she did it all in her hydrator. And what a great gift to give. It was delicious and I super enjoyed it. And it's one of those high energy foods. Yes, it can be fattening if you eat a lot of it. So you eat in moderation, which I ended up having to do. And I'll tell you my little trick. My little trick with that is my dad was in the restaurant business, so we ended up with a lot of stuff that he was getting rid of. And when he moved in with me years ago, he brought all the stuff with him. And so one of them are these little stacking cups. Now, you may have been at restaurants where they serve ketchup in these little stainless steel containers. Well, we have a whole sleeve of them, and through the years, they've cracked and broken. Yes, they do after many years of use. I would put things for the kids. If they're using too much ketchup, I would try to, put it in there, made it look more decorative or barbecue or whatever, so that they're not eating quite so much and they're dipping it instead of just pouring it all over their food. And so I would take a little container, which is a probably about a fourth of a cup, and I would just scoop it with the dried fruit so that I'm just limiting myself and just kind of, nibbling on it and not just, eating it in handfuls, which is what I would prefer to do. But have tried not to. But super yummy. Again, a great thing you can do with your kids or do on your own. Number five is dried veggies. So where do you get these dried veggies? Well, you can do them in the hydrator, which is also yummy. I would say, it needs to have a little bit of salt on it. If you have salt restrictions, you may want to watch that. You can also purchase all of the stuff I'm talking about. You can just go to your organic food store and buy it or buy it in bulk. And then what you do is you take some of the dried fruit, the dried veggies, and you put it together and it's really yummy. Those veggie straws, things like that are not necessarily good for you if they have a ton of preservatives. So really look at those labels. Number six, oatmeal bars. And I'm talking about the homemade variety here. Super, super yummy. You can make them super easily and they're good for you. Number seven, granola bars. Again, homemade. You can even make your own granola. That can actually be another line item here. And then chocolate, I'm going to tell you, our family absolutely loves chocolate, and I am probably the worst craver of chocolate. So my daughter and I like the dark chocolate, whereas the boys don't really like anything over 60%. But you can dip things. You can dip nuts. You can dip dried fruits. And believe me, they absolutely love it when I do things like that. You can dip fruit, strawberries. So whatever you can think about, you can do that. And I'll share in the next podcast, easy ways to do that. Number nine is air popped corn. You do not want to use those very convenient and very yummy microwave popcorns because they contain a whole bunch of bad for you stuff in it. Do a little bit of research on that and you'll find out. We have an air popper that we use. It uses very, high intensity air to pop the corn and it works great. Yes, it's going to come out dry. It's not going to be, if you want to drizzle butter on it, it's not bad for you. Just no margarine or those squirt things that taste super yummy. I know, isn't it terrible? As I'm sitting here, I'm getting hungrier. But isn't it terrible as, we are trying to stay into the healthy part of eating that we are, talking about all these things that, do's and don'ts, because all that stuff tastes super yummy. And I think that's why I love our sponsor this month, Radish Kids, because they sent this kit for us to look at. And one of the things it had on there was chocolate pudding. And another thing was tater tots, but they were a healthier version. And so, it's so much better. And the kids are so thrilled making that stuff. And when my daughter came home from college and brought home some of the stuff, one of the things she brought home was her little packs of chocolate pudding. And I just rolled my eyes and said, okay, yeah, you can bring that home. Well, would you believe that when she left to go to college this year, I actually threw that pack away because nobody even ate it. Because when they're around really good food and you're making your own chocolate pudding or your own, chocolate covered fruits, and they're getting enough of that really good stuff, they don't eat it. I mean, it's not like no one saw it in the refrigerator. It just sat in one of the drawers, and you opened up a drawer to get something, and there it was. But I thought that was really telling that if you're giving your kids a really good alternative, they're going to turn away from that synthetic, version. All right, number 10, cheese and crackers. Who doesn't love that? Again, look at the type of crackers you're buying and make sure that they are good. Kale chips, I have made kale chips and they are delicious. Actually got the recipe from a friend of mine who was cutting my hair at the time, and she was telling me about how they would make like a huge bunch of kale and then just eat them all at one sitting. Takes a little bit of finagling to get them just right. I think, some of ours burnt and some of them were good. So it takes a little bit of doing there, but they are yummy. Again, you can just buy them at a health food store if you don't want to go through all the trouble. Number 12, I like to mix the organic nut butters with different things. So you can add chia to cashew butter or chia to peanut butter or any kind of organic nut butter that you want to add it to. And you can make these little balls and freeze them or put them in the fridge and they're yummy. Number 13 are smoothies. Who doesn't love a smoothie? But they can be very fattening, especially if you're using fruit juices. So I would stay away from the fruit juice. Again, I'm going to share with you some ways that we make smoothies. And I have a chocolate one that I use, the For Life mix, and I absolutely love that. And I have an account over at forlife.com/Felice Gerwitz if you want to learn more about that, and I'll put that link. But I also will share with you that recipe that we use in the next podcast. Number 14, fruit kebabs. I could not get my little grandkids to eat fruit, and it was the same with their mother and other little kids that are now big kids. So I would buy when they were on sale, and you can find them mostly like at, would you believe, sometimes at craft stores and things like that. But they're just the little kebab, like big toothpicks, or you can use, the longer shish kebab things that you can grill with. And I just had the kids, I cut them in half, I made the edges blunt, and, again, a little fun little thing, here, everybody, let's do this together. And I took a big bowl of fruit and cut them small, and I let the kids put them on the little kebabs. And they just wanted to start eating it before we could get done, right? This is what happens. And so, this is, again, when they're involved and they think, no, I don't like that. Ooh, I'm not eating it. And then it's right there and they're helping you do it. They love it. Number 15 are just bowls of just fresh fruit. I think I shared with you in another podcast how I put some grapes out. Nobody wanted them. And then in a couple hours, they were all gone. So if you have them out there, they're going to eat them. 16, any kind of yogurt that isn't super sugary. Look at the varieties. Now, I've had to buy yogurt. I usually make my own, and I'm going to share with you the homemade yogurt recipe. And a shout out to my friend Sue Gross from Minnesota, who lived in Florida for many years, and I got to know her, another homeschool mom. She has taught me the most awesome stuff, like about, organics, and she taught me about making homemade yogurt, and she's taught me about homeopathy and introduced me to Sue Meyer, who is a podcaster on our network. And she does the podcast Homeopathy for Mommies. And Sue Gross, my friend, and Sue Meyer, her friend, and now my friend, who I've met and had her actually out here in Florida. And, she's taught me so many things. So this is her recipe. So it's a vanilla yogurt that is absolutely delicious. And the only time I have tasted anything that even compares to it is at, you won't believe it, and usually I'm not a brand name person, but Chick-fil-A has this vanilla yogurt that tastes just like my homemade. So I had to throw that out there, because if you're on the road and traveling like I've been lately, it's hard to find a good yogurt. I'll go to the grocery store and my kids just sigh. They're like, Mom, come on. But everything has so much sugar. I bought one today. I was in a hurry and I was at the grocery store, and I bought one that was one of the ones they have off on the side that costs a lot of money. And so I'm like really irritated that it's so expensive, but I didn't have time to look at all the sugary options. Well, let me just tell you, the berries were delicious, but that was so sugary, I could only eat about a fourth of it. So when you buy yogurt, it is so full of sugar, even the ones that say zero fat, because sugar is not considered a fat. So that's why they can say zero fat and make you think that it's, it's great, and it's not. Number 16, bananas and peanut butter, or bananas and almond with almond or hazelnut butter. Again, look at the labels and make sure that you're getting, something true to form, or create your own nut butter. Super yummy. Number 18, beet chips. Okay, don't laugh if you've never had them. They are awesome. I've not been successful in making dried beet chips. Yes, I've tried in the hydrator. Maybe you have, but I have purchased these and I love them. Again, it's something that adds color. So if you have some kale chips and some beet chips and some dried fruit, and you put these in a little baggie, with some nuts, it's like the best ever trail mix. Number 19, fresh veggies with yogurt or a non-dairy dip. We don't have dairy allergies except for my oldest son. So that works for us, and you can do all kinds of things with Greek yogurt, putting all kinds of different flavorings in there, but it makes a beautiful platter and it's wonderful. And number 20 is protein balls. And again, I'm going to share, the recipe in the next podcast, but I wanted to give you the ingredients. So the first one that we make has, and these are homemade, we use dates, and again, the dates are ground. Some people use a date paste, and I don't really like to use that, but you can. Some whey protein, nut butter, salt, and cocoa. And for the whey protein, I have used my 4Life protein mix in that, and it has been delicious. Nut butter, just use whichever ones you like. Also, another version of it has the dates, the whey powder, nut butter, coconut shreds, and nuts. I'm not a big coconut person, so I leave the coconut out, but I have made it with coconut to share with friends, and they have absolutely loved it. So as you can see, there's 20 different things that you can serve your family, and it's guilt-free, and it will really train them to eat well. Again, you can find this list at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 223. Look for healthy snacks for kids, or really for anyone. And enjoy. Thanks again to our sponsor, Radish Kids. That's radish.com/homeschool. with the link or the code podcast. And if you use that code podcast on their sign up, you will get $15 off of their awesome, awesome kit. Again, we got ours, absolutely loved it, and I think you will too. We're very careful here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. As you guys know, I own this network, and I'm very careful in inviting our sponsorships in. So we really have to check them carefully. And this is one, I don't normally do endorsements, but this is one I really love. And I'm really excited to be sharing an interview I did with Samantha Barnes. She came up with the idea and is a new homeschool mom. I'm kind of ruining the little surprise there, but I didn't even know it myself till I interviewed her, and that's going to be podcast 225, an interview with Samantha Barnes, the creator of Radish Kids, and that is going to air down the road. If you're listening to this episode later, one of the great things is that those episodes are all available for you online. Hey, go to iTunes, give us a star rating, Google Play, same thing, podcast app. That always helps giving us feedback on what you'd like to hear and also sharing our broadcast with others. Love you guys. God bless and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.